Hello, my name is Paul Boag and you're listening to Digital Insights. Today's show is sponsored by Direct Mail. Create and send great looking email newsletters with Direct Mail, an easy to use email marketing app designed exclusively for the Mac. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. Digital Insights listeners save 10% off the full featured plan. So just head over to directmailmac.com/insights and see how it can help your business grow. So today I want to start by asking you a question, if I may. Would you say that you and your organization embrace ethical marketing? How would you know if you don't, if you are unethical? In this podcast, I want to ask what ethical marketing really is and how you can avoid straying too far away from it. You see, most organizations would say they endeavor to embrace ethical marketing approaches and believe that they do. However, consumers increasingly condemn companies for being unethical. So why this difference? Well, it's because knowing what is ethical and what is not is actually more challenging than it first appears. Now, perhaps I'm being naive, but I believe the percentage of people in the world who wake up in the morning intending to screw over someone else is relatively small. Yet it feels like pretty much every day that we read stories about companies using unethical tactics to drive sales or increase shareholder value. How then do these two perspectives mesh? Why, if people don't set out to be unethical, have so many organizations seemingly embraced unethical behavior? As with so many things, the answer to this question is the rise of digital. You see, digital has contributed to unethical marketing in two ways. First, digital has shone a light on unethical marketing. It's something that's always been around to some extent, but in our connected world, attention can be quickly drawn to it. However, more importantly, consumers can mobilize and express their dissatisfaction over what they consider to be unethical marketing. But second, digital has provided marketers with a wealth of data and tools to alter the behavior of users. That's encouraged tactics that would previously have been impossible, and combined with the ability to easily share those techniques effortlessly over the internet, has turned into a recipe for disaster. However, there is another more controversial reason why I believe, at least, that conversations about ethical marketing are on the rise, and that's that there's no real clear-cut definition of what ethical is and what it's not. I once made the mistake of saying at a conference that ethics is subjective, and it led to a significant backlash from people who strongly disagreed with that statement. And if you're one of those people, I'm sorry, because I still believe that's to be true. Ethics can be defined in many different ways, you see. You can define it legally, or you can define it based on a set of religious or philosophical beliefs. Or it can be defined by the person that is taking the unethical action, or by the person that's being impacted by the unethical action. Or it can be defined by current trends or the culture in which we live. However, what I was talking about in the talk is that we often justify our actions as ethical while considering the actions of others as unethical simply because we don't really like them. Take, for example, dark patterns. When I give a talk on dark patterns, I define them as being user interface elements that have been carefully crafted to trick users into doing things that they might not otherwise do, often through psychological manipulation. However, many of my peers would include things like overlays as dark patterns. Although they're annoying, I don't believe they trick users into doing anything, and I so wouldn't consider them to be unethical. In other words, some define things that they don't like overlays, as unethical, dark patterns. However, we don't just convince ourselves that things are unethical because we don't like them. We also convince ourselves that something is ethical because we want that outcome that it provides. So, for example, I could easily trick someone into buying insurance with the purchase of, say, shoes, by using the fact that nobody ever reads instructional text. I would simply show two add to cart buttons. One that is a large green button and indicates a forward progression that says something like add to cart with insurance, and a second less prominent button that says add to cart without insurance. Now, I can guarantee which users will click on despite what the text says on the buttons. Now, to my mind, as an independent person, I would say that's clearly unethical design. But that's not the only opinion. An e-commerce manager under enormous pressure to increase average sales orders might convince himself that it's not unethical because the buttons are clearly marked and the users are given a choice, even if that choice is somewhat obscure. My point is that people can convince themselves of anything and nobody likes to think of themselves as unethical. That being the case, how do you know if you've strayed into the realms of unethical marketing? How do you know if there's no clear definition of what's right or wrong? Are you just deluding yourself that your approach is okay? I should say at this point that it's not for me to judge what's ethical and what's not. And so I can't, in some ways, give you a definitive answer to that question. However, what I can do is share some of the techniques that I use to determine if I consider my own marketing activities to be ethical or unethical. First of all, I start by recognizing that, like everyone, I rationalize and justify my behavior. Although it's hard to spot these rationalizations, I can at least acknowledge that I do it and that, as a result, I can't necessarily trust my own judgment as to whether something is ethical or not. I find this is something a lot of people struggle to accept, and you can and so end up getting quite defensive if somebody suggests their behavior is unethical, and that can lead them to dismiss criticism out of hand. Instead, I would recommend that when somebody makes such a suggestion that something you're doing is unethical, it should be as a trigger to reevaluate what you're doing because you can't trust your own opinion. So how do you go about that reevaluation? Well, when it comes to ethical marketing, I'd suggest that you ask yourself who benefits from the marketing technique you're using. In other words, look at whatever action you've taken that has been questioned by someone and ask who benefits from that action. Do you and your organization benefit more or the person you're marketing to? Take, for example, my insurance with your shoes example. That provides a lot of benefits to the e-commerce manager trying to hit their target, but very little to the consumer. If they were given a clear choice, most consumers would not choose the insurance. Ideally, you want both parties to receive equal value from the interaction. Of course, sometimes we lie to ourselves about the value that the end user will receive. And so I ask myself another question as well. Would I feel comfortable explaining my approach to the user? It's much harder to rationalize unethical marketing behavior or unethical design behavior if we imagine explaining step by step to the end user how we're influencing their behavior. If you take the time to actually picture how that conversation would go, you quickly can judge just how far wrong you've gone. For example, I don't believe most people would describe as unethical wording my products and services in the most favorable light. However, I would get a nasty reaction if I explained how I'd use their subconscious against them to create a false sense of urgency. Because ultimately, whether you believe your marketing is ethical or not is irrelevant. It's how your audience perceives it that matters the most. We should live in fear of our audience deciding that our marketing is unethical. Consumers have immense power, and if they unite to condemn your behavior, whether you feel you've been unethical or not, you face enormous problems. One negative review can be damaging, but widespread criticism can prove extremely dangerous. You need to pay close attention to every negative comment about your approach because for every one person who complains to you, there's probably dozens who you've alienated towards your brand. If a user feels manipulated, you've lost that sale because trust is the cornerstone of any transaction. So ultimately, as with so many things in digital, it is essential that you understand your users and how they will feel about your approach. If you don't take the time to do so, it's going to be all too easy to stumble into territory that they consider to be unethical.